A word for you from Isaiah chapter 9 verse 2. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shined. Yes, the coming of Jesus that we've been celebrating these Christmas days is to do with light coming. And it is specifically for those who dwell in darkness. Of course, for those who think that they're living in light and they are so moral and upright and good that they don't need the light switched on, well, Jesus hasn't come for them. The promises of the Bible usually have a condition, such as right at the end of the Bible, the Lord Jesus says, "He who thirsts, let him come to me." Those who are not thirsty, well, they cannot come to him. The Lord also said during his 3-year ministry, "I've come for the sick, not for the healthy. I've come for those who are wicked," in other words, not for those who are good, those who think they're good, in other words. And here, there's a lot spoken about darkness. At the end of the previous chapter, it says in verse 22, "There will be distress and darkness, the gloom of anguish, and they will be thrust into thick darkness." And in the beginning of chapter 9, regarding the gloom, the darkness that there is. And here the people who walked in darkness. And it then clarifies it as being deep darkness. Yes, when Jesus comes, the light is switched on. He has brought the light because He is the light. He is the light of the world. Dear friend, these Christmas days, has Jesus switched on the light? Has He got rid of the darkness? Has He come in and started shining into the dark recesses of the heart? Those corners that you would like to be hidden? Those places that you are perhaps ashamed of and you should be? Has the light entered there too? Yes, together with this, as it says in verse 3, "You have increased its joy, and they rejoice before you, as with joy at the harvest. They are glad." Yes, when light comes, there is joy. Where there is darkness, there is misery. In which condition are you living?